They can do something.
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Hi, Kenya. I need to resolve an issue dated back October 6, 2021, in which I should have been refunded my money, but since I couldn't go dispute your charge through my bank via email, because I don't know how to do that crap, because I didn't grow up having the having computers do my thinking for me, so I lost. They let you keep that money. I never got a service from it. I canceled that within 30 minutes of finding out that I got scammed, okay? I want my money back. However you can get it to me. You're telling me you can't do it other than put it on my card? Well, guess what? They're not going to let you put it on my card. I already talked to them several times. They closed it. They said no, 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 over and over again. Now, please, can you please send me a check or something? Give me my money back. I'm not going to use your service because I don't need your nutritional service. I trust anything on the internet anyway. So please give me my $39.89 back any way you can, because I know you guys have a bank account. You have to. You pay employees.
And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Yes. 400 Conrad Hilton Boulevard. Apartment 704, Cisco, Texas, 76437. And all I keep hearing is, oh, you got to call your bank. Guess what? My bank ain't going to do shit about it because I already talked to them. So you need to, guys, you need to make it right. You people need to make it right because they aren't going to do it. And if I don't get customer satisfaction here, I'm going to blog all over the place and you guys will not have a business anymore if I can prevent you from having one for ripping me off, man.
Thank you for being patient. Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. So I do see here on October 6th, you were charged for the Bitetub app. And that is that meal plan app showed you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Yeah, that's what I was going for with the Dyson. I was paying $2.97 is what I thought I was paying. Instead, it was $39.89, which was a total dang surprise, and I canceled it within 30 minutes. But you guys still put the charge through, and the bank still let you keep it because I couldn't find it because I don't know how to do that stupid email shit.
Yeah, man, I definitely do understand. Unfortunately, we would not be able to send a check in the mail. We did get this account canceled, so you don't receive any further charges. But for the one that you have received, unfortunately, the only way that we can get a refund is through the card.
Then run it. Run it. Run it. And they better let me fucking have it. I'm tired of this shit. I really am. Why can't you guys do it other than on the card? Please. Because that card does no longer exist. I canceled it. And they will, like I told you, I already talked to them several times. They will not let me have that because they let you have that. Okay, do you understand? I cannot reopen this again to try to get my money from you. They closed it because I do not know how to do emails. And I lost it because all this crap was through email. So please, can you make this right somehow? They are not going to make it right. You need to. You need to make this right. They will not. And that's what I've been telling you. Either give me a month of your freaking service or whatever that crap is, or give me my damn money back. And I know you have to pay employees, so you have to have a checking account.
Yes, ma'am, and I definitely do understand. So with you being charged back in October, the $39.89 only allows you access to the service for the month. With it being now March, you do not have access to the service because it's only for that 1 month.
I never wanted your service to begin with. You people scammed me for it. I got scammed big time for it. I thought I'd pay $2.97 for a freaking Dyson, which I found out was a goddamn contest anyway, and I wasn't getting that damn Dyson. It was a freaking ruse. It was all a farce. That whole thing that you people were doing was a farce. Where's my Dyson? Where's my Dyson I paid for then?
You were in a raffle for a chance to win the Dyson.
Well, it didn't say that. It didn't say that. It said pay shipping. That's what it said.
Yes, ma'am, but in the terms and conditions, that's when it stated about the...
Well, it should state terms and conditions before you went selling your product.
Yes, ma'am, and again, I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. The most that we can do is get it canceled, and it has already been canceled on October 6th.
Okay, you go push that payment through there, okay? And I'll be on the phone on them hour by hour by hour until they fucking put it back on there, all right? But I still have to fight this, and they already closed it. They are not going to let you put money on there. Get that? Do you get that?
I mean, I understand completely.
Who else can I talk to get my damn money? Let me talk to this goddamn owner of your company then. I want to talk to the owner.
Okay.
So I get my money. Because the only the owner can decide that he can change his damn policy and pay people the money he owes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you. And let me see. Bear with me a few moments. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here.
Okay.
And I am so sorry. We do not have a way that you could speak with the owner, unfortunately.
How do I sue him then? It's not really going to be worth it for $39.89. I'm sure it's going to cost me more than that, but it'll be worth it to get you guys sued. And so you can't make any more money off of people and scam them. If that's the case, since you can't give me my money back. Let me talk to somebody who's in charge of the bank account who can do this.
Yes, ma'am. So I can get you connected with the supervisor, but we do go by the same protocol. And
the hell with your protocol right now. It is not helping. You need to change your protocol a little bit and give it some leeway here because my bank is not going to let you put that money back on that card. You need to give a little leeway on your policies here. You got my money. You can reimburse it anyway, anyhow. The damn your policy. You can reimburse it anyway, anyhow because it is your company.
Well, it would have to be on the card that was charged because that is the card that we have on file.
Well, can I give you another card on file then that you could put it on?
Well,
how about I do that? Would that work for you? Would that work for you if I give you another card to put it on? Please.
Well, we wouldn't be able to change it because the card that was ending in 3157, that was the card that you signed up for the service with. And so that was
no, I didn't sign up for the service. I got scammed into that service. So I'm going to give you another card you can put it on, all right? Did you have to put it on a card? I'm going to give you another one you can put it on.
But we wouldn't be able to change it.
Let me talk to somebody who can reimburse my money to me.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to get you connected one.
Hi. Don't have my shit on the internet in the other office and they rip you off.
Thank you for being patient. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Okay. I told my 2-year-old grandson to never do anything on the internet. I'm hoping he heeds those words. Damn speaker. Piece of crap.
Alrighty, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.